Good morning. I'm Wayne Lamb with Sedalia Steel Supply, and I'm excited to sponsor the next 10 minutes for local pastors to share with you the Word of God. I pray that God will richly bless you.
The Spirit clearly says that in the latter days, some will abandon their faith in God and follow other ways. But I have set my course, and I will make it through. I choose to walk this narrow way, the road that leads to you. I'll go the distance. I'll go the distance. Will not compromise, pressing on to win the prize in Christ Jesus. I'll go the distance.
Good morning. This is Apostle Willie Shears Jr., Senior Pastor, Charity Christian Revival Center Church, 59 North HD Highway. Pray that you're having a blessed Monday morning. We bring you greetings today from our church, and we want to remind you that on Wednesday night we have Bible study at 7 o'clock, and on Sunday mornings we have prayer meeting at 9, Sunday school at 10, and church service at 11. And we pray that you would come and visit us this year. We're declaring this year as a year of revival, and we are praying until something happens. Praising unto something happens and preaching unto something happens this year. God is truly blessing people being healed, delivered, and set free. Pray that if you need revival in your life, come and visit us at 59 North HD Highway, Knob Noster. This week we've been talking with you about love. Yesterday on Sunday we talked about how God loves sinners. And so we want to continue today talking about love. We want to look at the 1 Corinthians chapter 13, verses 4 through 8, and it says that love is patient and kind. Love does not envy or boast. It is not arrogant or rude. It does not insist on its own way. It is not irritable or resentful. It does not rejoice at wrongdoing, but rejoices with the truth. Love bears all things, believe all things, hopes all things, endures all things. Love never ends. As for prophecies, they will pass away. As for tongues, they will cease. As for knowledge, it will pass away. But love will last forever. As Christians, we must be reminded that as being a child of God, we must show love to others. The Bible is full of great verses and passages about love. God's love for us is a perfect example and starting place to study love. There is also great verses about love in relationship to marriage and brotherly love or friendship. But when it comes to a Christian, many times as Christians, we have a problem loving sinners. But those are the people that Jesus died for. Matter of fact, we too were sinners, and we forget where we come from. So we must learn with love, we must be patient. We must be patient with those who, they're all of us. I'm quite sure every one of us can identify that there's somebody that you know that's not a Christian. If you're a Christian, there's somebody that you need to be patient with, somebody that needs to know that you care about them and to love them. And that's what really being a Christian is all about. God was patient with us, and we didn't become a Christian overnight. Through somebody's prayers, could have been your grandmother, grandfather's prayers, but love does not envy or boast, you know, and as Christians, many times we can go around and be so boastful and act like that we're better than anybody else. But as a Christian, this in our society today, that love has really lost its significance and its meaning. But love as a Christian is agape, unconditional love. That means that you don't have to do something for me to love you or me to show you love. The key thing as a Christian, we must love the sinners but hate sin. So we must love sinners enough to pray them through, to be continue to encourage them and exalt them and believe that God can deliver them. If God could save us, he could save them. Love does not insist its own way. Do you understand that as Christians, we're not trying to find our own way? We don't want to just have things to be done our way and only our way. We should want things to be done God's way. So as a Christian, it's not that we shouldn't be irritable and resentful and hateful and mean. And many times I've seen people who profess to be Christians even go to a restaurant and they demand certain things and they have arrogant, nasty attitudes. And that's why it's so difficult sometimes for sinners to come to Christ, because they see who profess to be Christians, how we act. And even in their own mind, they're saying things like, well, if that's what being a Christian is like, I don't want to be one. A Christian that is full of the love of God doesn't rejoice at wrongdoing, but we rejoice in the truth. And the truth is what sets people free. So we must be willing to share the truth of God and let people know that, as John 14:6 says, Jesus said, I am the way, the truth, and the life, that no man come to the Father but by me. Be able to share your testimony with others. And don't forget where you come from, and tell them about the love of God and how God loves them, and that God's love is unconditional. And as a Christian, we're going to endure some things. We're going to have to bear some things. We're going to have to believe some things. But the love of God never ends. So the same thing with us as Christians, if we have that agape love, unconditional love, then our love should not end because of somebody's behavior. It's not what we think it ought to be. Even if you don't have to be up in people's face to pray for them, you can love people from a distance. But you still, as a Christian, we must have a burden for lost souls. And anyone that don't know Jesus, that soul is lost. And we have responsibility to seek to save those who are lost. The Word of God reminds us that prophecies will cease and tongues will cease, but the love of God will never fail. All we have to do is to allow the love of God to be increased in us even the more that we share with others the love of God. We should be talking about love. We should be walking in love. We should be sharing the love of God to those we come in contact with every day. There should be no talk of love in the Bible without covering God's love for each of us. This is the love that has led to the path of eternal life. God's love. John 3:16 says, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. That whosoever means just that, whosoever. If a person, anybody can change. A pimp can become a preacher. What we have to recognize is that God's love is for the whole world. And he didn't come for the righteous. He didn't come for the well. He came for the sick. He came for those who are spiritually sick that don't know Jesus, those that are empty, those who are whoremongers, those who are doing things that are wrong. Jesus died for the wrong in your life. Jesus took every sin that we have committed in the past, the present, and even the future on the cross, and the agony, the pain that he carried for every one of us. It was so heavy on him, and even in the Garden of Gethsemane, that was at the foot of Mount Olives. The word Gethsemane, garden, the Gethsemane means olive to press. And so Jesus was being pressed, and the weight, it wasn't that he didn't have a problem of dying, but he had the weight of the sins of the whole world, not just your sins, but the whole world. God loves us so much that he was willing for Jesus to die that we could live and have eternal life. So if you are under the sound of my voice today and you're hearing this word today, I want you to know that you're special to God. You're so special to God that Jesus died for you even before you were conceived in your mother's womb. If you don't know Jesus today, you can know him. Please tune in the rest of this week, and we're talking about love, and it's time for America to get back to loving again rather than hating and condemning and backbiting and talking about and putting down. God is love. If you want to know Jesus, please tune in further this week. God bless you. This has been Pastor Willie Shears, Jr., Senior Pastor, Charity Christian Revival Center Church, 59 Northeast D Highway.
The Word of God has been brought to you by Sedalia Steel Supply, 1900 Ristler Road. Have a good day in the Lord.
It is good to give thanks to the Lord and sing praises to His name. Oh, to declare His loving kindness in the morning and His faithfulness every night. The Lord hears my prayers and answers them, and I will call upon Him as long as I live. This is Gail Lamb with Go the Distance. Have a blessed day.